Mu'az bin Anas al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu narrates the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man a'ta lillah, whoever will give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa mana'a lillah, and will refuse to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ahabba lillah, and he loved people, whomever he loved for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa abghada lillah, when he disliked any person, he hates people, he hates them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sure many of you have heard this hadith up to this point, that faqad istakmar al-iman, that person's iman is complete and perfect. But the reason I chose to narrate this hadith from At-Tirmizi, because there is one more thing in this hadith. And the fifth quality, which is the fifth quality. One is a'ta lillah, a person who gives for the sake of Allah. The second is man'a lillah, he reject to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reject something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third is ahabba lillah, he loves people for the sake of Allah. Number four, abghada lillah, he hates people for the sake of Allah. And number five, wa ankaha lillah, he gets married for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, that person's iman is complete and perfect. Which simply means that each and every action in our life has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at our lives, one is a physical action, the other is the action that's with our heart, giving and taking. أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ مَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. This is our physical action. Throughout the day, we are giving, we are taking, we refuse to give, we want to give, then we decide not to give. This is all our physical action. So all the physical actions should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. Every action from our heart should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give for the sake of, we love people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's part of the heart. Our physical actions have nothing to do with it. أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ, we love people for the sake of Allah. وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ, we hate people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving the virtuous people, God-fearing people for the sake of Allah, having a relationship with those people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even having the hatred against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of our deen also. Our Islam, many times we try to prove that Islam is only love. Islam teaches us everything. Our life, with just love, we only have half part of our life. Any person, you look at any person in this life, every person will have people that he likes and people that he does not like. And he has to dislike some people in his life. Every person has to dislike some people in his life. Because if there is no one that we dislike in this world, that simply means everyone is perfect and doing what we like to be done. And this is impossible. There will always be people who will be doing things that we don't like to be done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he likes people, and there are people about whom he says, مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَالِّينَ. And could we imagine those people that are al-maghdubi alayhim and al-dallin, they were loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Allah says, my wrath is on those people, I'm angry with those people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, I love these people. Of course, it can never be there. So, Allah is teaching us love and hatred. Both are part of our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us love and hatred. Both are part of our life. But always this love and hatred develops in our heart according to the values we have in our mind, in our heart. We set our own values for love, we set our values for hatred. Normally, a human being who has no knowledge of who he is, who does not realize what his reality is, how great he is, he loves people depending on their colors, loves things depending on the smells. He just loves things by their outer look. And this is what normally, many times, people make the mistake. A person gets married, he loves the girl. He got married to her. And later on he realizes that she drinks, she eats pork and all of those that stuff, and she wants to go to the church. But he loved her, what can he do? And now he realizes that now that love is over with, and now all the other things are showing up. So, we set our own values. أحب لله وأبغض لله. Love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah simply means that setting the values of our iman in our hearts, in our mind, that we put the Quran and Hadith in our mind, and then we start loving people. When we see Quran and Hadith in someone's life, we love that person. We see Quran and Hadith in someone's, and someone doesn't have it in his life, we don't like those people. So our love becomes for the sake of Allah, and our hatred becomes for the sake of Allah. Our giving becomes for the sake of Allah, and refuse to give. People come to us that they want to build a temple, they want to build a church. Can be bad of that building the church, of course, is not. It's haram. So, refuse to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth quality, وَأَنْكَحَ لِلَّهِ. And the person gets married for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which simply means that at the time of marriage, people look at many different qualities. And they look for, normally nowadays, they look for everything except for deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that that's the main thing we should look for, deen. Because everything else later on will become secondary. If deen is there, then we will be able to deal with each other in the best manners. And if deen is there, we will take care of each other and we will understand each other. And for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will let many things go. But if deen is not there, then other qualities will always create dispute and will always... If a person, for example, gets married to someone just because of a man is looking for the beauty, just for the beauty. He got married to a woman he found and he thought she is the prettiest woman he have ever seen. After a couple of days from the marriage, he's walking on the street and he sees someone else. Where does he stand now? In reality, he will think about that 10 times now. Oh, I wish I would have seen her 2 days back. As it might be, I'm sure it's just a joke, that a person who made an advertisement that I need to marry, but I'm looking for a girl who has to be very hard working, very strong, and do all the work I ask her to do, and will not be just staying home. I need her outside of the home also. Someone cut that ad from the paper. He got a donkey. Put the paper in the on the donkey, stick it on the donkey with the sticker, and went and put the donkey, he tied the donkey outside of that person's home, that this is what you are looking for. A very hard working, outside of the home, works with you also, everywhere works with you, never gets tired, this is what you are looking for, you are not looking for a wife. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the main quality we have to look for is deen, iman. If iman is there, believe me, the rest of our life will always be in peace and we will always have the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.